I'm Abigail Beckman with KRCC News.
A preschool-aged child in southern Colorado is the second child to die from influenza in the state this season. That's according to the Gazette. The State Department of Public Health and Environment is not releasing further information in an effort to protect the family's safety. The paper says records are not available to show whether the child was vaccinated against influenza. Details on the first pediatric flu death this season were not provided. CDPHE does not report adult deaths tied to the flu. Recent numbers show there have been more than 1,700 hospitalizations for influenza in the state this season. History Colorado has hired its first ever curator of the state's LGBTQ plus history. Aaron Marcus says he's now digging through the state archive to learn more about queer movements. As part of his research, Marcus will also ask Coloradans for stories and historic objects that will be considered for a collection.
This could almost be an oral history project with all the people we need to talk to before they're gone. So that's why that's so important to try to get all these stories while we can.
The first exhibition is expected to open in 2022. A Colorado reparations program for people abused by Catholic priests when they were children has paid more than $1 million to 9 of 78 people who submitted claims. The filing deadline was Friday, and 60 cases are under review. The reparations program was created through a voluntary agreement between the Catholic Church and the Colorado Attorney General's office. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.